Welcome to 2022 Tonks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We might not get it. That wasn't the case a while ago, and I really do think it's a toss-up.
Politico White House correspondent Anita Kumar echoed polling, showing with less than a month until Election Day, the battle to control the 50-50 Senate is at a stalemate. Each party currently has the lead in just one seat currently held by the opposition. The Republican is slightly ahead in Nevada, while the Democrat has the lead in Pennsylvania. In a key race to replace retiring Republican Ohio Senator Rob Portman, entrepreneur and author J.D. Vance holds a slight edge over Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan.
Tim Ryan represents a congressional district that has lost 50,000 jobs just in his time in office. Those of us who create jobs know what it's like when you have bad policies, and we know what it's like when you have good policies.
During their Monday night debate, Ryan accused Vance of being an extremist.
You're running around with Lindsey Graham, who wants a national abortion ban. You're running around with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's the absolute looniest politician in America. This is a dangerous group.
In the House, a Republican gain of 8 to 20 seats is predicted. Tulsi Gabbard, who ran for president in 2020 as a Democrat, is leaving the party. The former congresswoman called Democrats, quote, an elitist cabal of warmongers that are radicalizing issues and stoking anti-white racism.
I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, I invite you to join me.
Gabbard has been criticized by some Republicans for spreading Russian misinformation about U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Jack Reed, formally started debate on the $817 billion 2023 National Defense Authorization Act.
We must keep in mind that the United States is engaged in a long-term strategic competition with China and Russia. Beijing poses the primary potential threat to our national security. As the only country in the world with the economic and technological capacity to mount a sustained challenge to our interests.
No votes will happen until mid-November on the bill that includes provisions to enhance security assistance for Taiwan and Ukraine. Nearly 10 million Americans may still be entitled to receive a COVID-19 stimulus payment. Federal officials say people who don't have to file tax returns, first-time filers, mixed immigrant status families, and people experiencing homelessness were among those likely not to have received a payment owed to them. And Buckingham Palace says the coronation of King Charles III will take place on Saturday, May 6, 2023, at Westminster Abbey. It's the site of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II's own coronation and state funeral. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.